Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Tuesday, July the 27th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour, and away we go. Now, this morning is a good morning here at the station because we may have remedied a problem, thanks to Angie Evers, that we have had for a long time. The chair that I sit in here in the studio, some people don't like to sit in. Well, to be honest with you, really, only a couple people don't like to sit in it. It's an okay chair. It's just an older chair, and, you know, older chairs are not what newer chairs are. And we've got two new chairs that I purchased last year. Yeah, it was last year, 2020, that are sitting across that people would rather sit in. But last night, Angie gave me a new chair for the studio, which is much more sturdy and goes up and down and works just fine for the host to sit in. So hopefully we will not have any problem with chairs anymore. And the old chair has now been retired to the office portion of the office. So it is now in the office portion, sitting at the desk where people can surf the internet and do that. So that's where the old chair has went to retirement at. It's in the office portion, so people can sit comfortably, because in the office, we used to have a folding chair that you sit in. So now, it's the chair that used to be here in the studio. And the folding chair, you may ask, is now an extra chair here in the studio. When we have extra guests, we can pull that up and people can sit in that. So, we are progressing quite nicely. By the way, I think I hit every light between my house and the studio this morning. And I think here's why that happened. Because I had to unload this chair and bring it in, so I knew it was going to take more time to get into the studio this morning. So I just got lucky that way and hit every light. But I got in here with plenty of time, so everything is good. Do want to remind everybody, Voice of a People with Linda Sims is on today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Adam the Computer Guy show is on today, 2:10 until 3 p.m. Now, we did not do any trivia yesterday, so I wanted to do some of that today in the first hour. So we're going to get underway with that right away here, if I can find my trivia questions. And again, we'll give away a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay or the zoo or the wilds. So let's just get into it here this morning. We were doing food trivia last week. A matter of fact, we were doing hot dog trivia in celebration of our trip to Tony Paco's last week, so we will probably continue on with this. By the way, there still are a pair of Wilds tickets, two pairs of zoo tickets, and a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets for people to pick up here in the studio, and you can pick those up today between 4 and 5. They are here for you if you need to pick those up. Now, let's get to the questions here. Everybody loves the food questions. So, hot dog trivia it is. Let me see here if I can get it here correctly. Okay, first question. See how smart you are this morning. The sausages were given to the people on the event of imperial coronations, starting with the coronation of whom? Now think about this. We look at sausages and hot dogs kind of in a bad way, not as a fancy food. You certainly wouldn't have a dinner party or something like that and invite people over for a hot dog or a sausage, but sausages were given to people on the event of an imperial coronation. How about that? Who was the first person that this was done with? What coronation were sausages first used as an imperial coronation? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You'll have to get your Googling fingers out. By the way, this morning I saw our favorite bus driver, Sarah, driving to, I don't know where she's driving at 8 o'clock in the morning. I saw her coming down South Prospect here this morning, and it looked like she was going down Route 4, so she may have been headed to sit in the mall parking lot and look at those potholes. I don't know. That looked like where she was going, but, you know, I don't know for sure. That's just my guess. Did you read the story in the paper over the weekend that they might be trying to get bus service in the county? Wouldn't that be nice? I think that's a great idea, because I've said this for years. I need a bus. I'll give up the car if I can get a bus back and forth to work and the grocery store and wherever else I need to go. All right, does anybody know the answer to this question? Does anybody got their thinking cap on early on this Tuesday morning? Sausages were given to people on the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of whom? We want to know what coronation did that start with? The coronation of what leader, basically, is what we're asking for here. Because apparently sausages were given to people on the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of whom? What coronation did that start with? 740-383-9944. A little bit of a difficult question to start off with here this morning, but I know you're smart people out there and you'll be able to figure it out. Google it. Do something. 740-383-9944. 24 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning. Let's see here. Okay, I'll throw another question out here so we'll have two going at the same time this morning. Wiener refers to Vienna, Austria, whose German name is Wien, home to a sausage made of what? Okay, there's question number two. So now you know where the term Wiener comes from. Wiener refers to Vienna, Austria, whose German name is Wien, home to a sausage made of what? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me an answer to either one of those questions, and you'll get entered for a chance to win tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, or the Columbus Zoo. 740-383-9944. 25 minutes past the hour this morning. Must be difficult questions. Now remember, here's the two questions again. Sausages were given to people in the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of whom? That's question number one. Question number two. Wiener refers to Vienna, Austria, whose German name is Wien, home to a sausage made of what? Now, you might be able to guess that one. Think of things that sausages are made of. So what do you think the Wien sausage is made of that is out of Vienna, Austria? What do you think the sausage is made of that is out of Vienna, Austria? That's essentially what that question is asking. 740-383-9944. Or can you tell me whose coronation did the practice of giving out sausages start with? All right, it sounds like somebody smart here is calling in. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Not Wiener Schnitzel. No, good guess, though. Not Wiener Schnitzel. So again, what was the sausage that comes from Vienna, Austria, made of? Which is how we got the term Wiener. Because Wiener refers to Vienna, Austria, whose German name is Wien. Home to a sausage made of what? What are the sausages in Vienna, Austria, made of? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Sausages were given to the people on the event of an imperial coronation. Starting with the coronation of whom? What leader did the practice of giving people sausages in the event of a coronation begin with? Those are the two questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the guessing ability this morning, or has anybody Googled these answers and come up with the answers? 740-383-9944. What leader did the practice of giving sausages out for a coronation begin with? Go ahead, caller.
How about Nicholas II?
Who's that?
Nicholas II?
Not Nicholas II, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not Nicholas II, but we're getting some guesses here, so we might be coming close. Now remember, sausages were given out to people in the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of what leader? What leader did that practice begin with? Wiener refers to Vienna, Austria, whose German name is Wien. Home to a sausage made of what? So again, we're just back to sausage composition here. What are the sausages in Vienna, Austria, made of? 740-383-9944. Now, the answer to that question is not all that difficult. It's made of two things. The sausages in Vienna, Austria, are made of two things. What are they? A mixture of two things. 740-383-9944. And I think we have people Googling the other answer, which is good. Sausages were given to people on the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of what leader? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We're looking for the answers here. Half past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, and the Columbus Zoo hang in the balance today here on WWGH Radio. Who's going to slip in with the right answers and impress us all this morning? What two items were the sausages in Vienna, Austria, made of? Two items, that's all you have to come up with. What two items were the sausages in Vienna, Austria, made of? And what leader did the practice of passing out sausages at a coronation begin with? Those are the two questions. Not many answers or guesses flying around this morning. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you today here on WWGH Radio, 31 minutes past the hour. Hot dog trivia is where we are today. Hot dog trivia. All right, go ahead, caller.
Pork and beef.
Pork and beef. You got that. How'd you come up with that, Bob?
I just took a guess.
Took a guess. Well, you are in there. You're right. The how we got the term wiener refers to Vienna, Austria, whose German name is Wien, home to a sausage made of pork and beef. You got it. You're in the competition, Bob. Thanks. All right. Bob got in the competition. Yes, the sausages in Vienna, Austria were made of pork and beef. So Bob is in. All right, we still need an answer to the other question here. Sausages were given out to people in the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of whom? What leader did this start with? 740-383-9944. Okay, let's add another question here. Around 1870, on Coney Island, German immigrant Charles Feltman began selling what? How about that? Around 1870, on Coney Island, German immigrant Charles Feltman began selling what? What did he begin selling? 740-383-9944. There's another question for you. Two questions still floating around here. Bob in the competition so far this morning. And we'll do the drawing right about 9 o'clock this morning. Now, we've still got the original question. Sausages were given out to people on the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of whom? That's the first question. And then the new question. Around 1870, on Coney Island, German immigrant Charles Feltman began selling what? What did Charles Feltman begin selling on Coney Island in 1870? Does anybody know? Remember, hot dog sausage trivia here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 34 minutes past the hour here on this day. Maybe people are staying up late watching the Olympics. That happens a lot when the Olympics go on. All right, around 1870 on Coney Island, German immigrant Charles Feltman began selling what? I bet if you Google Charles Feltman, you could figure this right out. Around 1870 on Coney Island, German immigrant Charles Feltman began selling what? Or maybe if you Google Charles Feltman and Coney Island, you might get this one. What did he begin selling? Sausages were given to people on the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of whom? Well, I'll tell you this. It was the coronation of somebody as king. I'll give you that hint. Somebody became king. Who was it? All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
How about
sauerkraut
dogs?
What's that?
Sauerkraut dogs.
Sauerkraut dogs? No sauerkraut dogs. Not the sauerkraut dogs. Around 1870 on Coney Island, German immigrant Charles Feltman began selling what on Coney Island? 740-383-9944. Sausages were given out to the people on the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of whom as king? Alrighty, here, go ahead, caller.
It says Charles Feltman invented the hot dog.
Charles
Feltman. 1867.
Well, you know, I don't know. Charles Feltman might have invented the hot dog, but does it say anything he invented in 1870?
In 1870?
Yeah.
I don't see anything in 18... Oh, wait a minute. Coney Island. 1869. Red Hot. Wait a minute. Inserting the Frankfurter in a specially made elongated roll.
Right, and do we remember what a Frankfurter was?
A hot dog.
Well, it wasn't a hot dog. Remember, it wasn't a hot dog.
Well, Frankfurter.
Right, but what is a Frankfurter? It's not a sausage. Sausage. You got it. So what, just to clear this all up, so what did Charles Feltman invent in 1870?
I guess he invented the idea of inserting the Frankfurter, which is a sausage, in a special elongated roll.
That's it. Which, to be honest with you, I don't understand, because do people eat that?
What?
I mean, is that a thing now?
What? Hot dogs?
Well, no, sausages. Sausages and rolls? I mean, Oh, I don't know. I've never been to a place where they had a sausage roll.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
It's really hard for those zoo tickets.
I know. It's one of those mornings, isn't it?
I know.
And are we ever going to find out whose coronation this happened at, where they were passing out sausages?
I gave up on that one.
Boy, I'll tell you, that must be a very difficult question.
It's a difficult one.
Well, hopefully that one pops out. Well, you're in. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. It was sausages in rolls. Absolutely. Okay. Our original question again, which I'm hoping somebody will pick off this morning, 38 minutes past the hour. Sausages were given to people on the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of whom? What person was coronated as king and this practice started of passing out sausages? Okay, here's another question for you. The association between hot dogs and baseball began as early as 1893 with Chris Vondray, a German immigrant who owned not only the St. Louis Browns, but also a what? Now listen to that question closely. You can answer this with a guess. The association between hot dogs and baseball began as early as 1893 with Chris Vondray, a German immigrant who owned not only the St. Louis Browns baseball team, but he also owned a what? What else did he own that would have helped along the, I guess, what do you call it? The association between hot dogs and baseball. What else did he own? 740-383-9944, coming up on 40 minutes past the hour. We've got Mary and Bob in the competition this morning. Would love to add some other names here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, when they say he bent the sausages in a roll,
right?
They're probably talking about the bun. So a lot of times, you know, you call, you know, bun a roll.
So you think before this people were just eating the sausage plain?
Yeah.
It could be.
I bet you that's what it was. He invented, you know, putting it on bread and putting your toppings, whatever, on it probably.
I wouldn't doubt it. Mr. Feltman.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it could be.
I bet you that's one of the, because people call bread a lot of times rolls.
Yeah, they do. They do. And we wouldn't have had sliced bread at that point. I'm not sure when the bun was invented, but I know sliced bread didn't come around till the 1920s.
Yeah.
Could have been. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, 740-383-9944, looking for more answers here this morning. The association between hot dogs and baseball began as early as 1893 with Chris Vondray, a German immigrant who owned not only the St. Louis Browns, but also a what? What else did Chris Von der A own that helped the association between hot dogs and baseball? He owned a baseball team, the St. Louis Browns, but what else did he own? 740-383-9944. And back to our original question, whose coronation did the idea of sausages... Go ahead, caller.
Well, you sound kind of lonely, Scott, so I thought I would provide my non-qualifying answer.
Oh, I'm never lonely. I enjoy talking.
A restaurant's the obvious answer, like a hot dog stand. You know, they probably didn't have food trucks back then like we have now, but something in the area of restaurant or hot dog stand. That's such an obvious answer, but I don't know what else it would be. I mean, unless he was a farmer, and, you know, and he had the cows and the pigs that were used for the hot dog itself.
It wasn't a restaurant.
Right, yeah. A farmer, you know, he had pigs and cows that became food. That certainly is a possibility, but I gave an obvious answer. I don't know what else it would be, but you know, they didn't have DoorDash and Uber Eats back then either, so that probably isn't the answer. But it'd be kind of a funny answer, though.
See, I think these questions are hard this morning. I think that's the issue going on.
Yeah, I mean, give me some more German, because I can usually translate. And it's actually, Wien would be the German pronunciation, because W is pronounced like a V, but close enough.
But we call it Wiener, not Wiener.
Yeah, well, I wish I weren't. I could sing the Oscar Mayer Wiener song for you, or the Bologna song. That's when it's really a lot of fun, when I get to sing the commercial jingles.
Well, go ahead and sing the Bologna song.
Well, my baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My bologna has a second name, it's M-E-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Well, see, there you
exactly,
go.
B-O-L-O-G, yeah, or B-A-L-O-N-E-Y, which, you know, is Judge Judy's favorite word, bologna. Did you know there was a Jimmy Carter version of that song? Are you old enough to remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Probably not, because it was actually, I think, well, you're kind of on the cuff. You were born when Reagan had just taken office.
What was the Jimmy Carter version? Was it clean?
No, it was about, like, it was kind of an anti, it was a fun anti-Carter song. It was my peanut, see, I think my peanut has a first name, it's G-I-M-M-Y, my peanut has a second name, it's C-A-R-T-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, because Jimmy Carter has a way of messing up the USA. So you're lucky you were born just after the Carter administration, because when I was in school, the kids used to sing that. It was kind of mean, but you know, it was. I guess that's politics for you. It's not always a clean game with politics.
I don't know if the kids in school today are singing any political songs, so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, they're probably just a little depressed about our world right now, but we can only make it better. But that's, yeah, I remember that from my, I think I was in high school when they were singing that. So it was kind of mean, but, you know, don't have a lot of presidents who are peanut farmers, so kind of came to mind.
This is true. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Don't forget the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 to 3 p.m., and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 until 5 p.m. All right, two questions on the table here. The sausages were given to people on the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of what king? That's what we want to know. What the coronation of what king kicked off this idea of giving sausages to people in the event of imperial coronations? 740-383-9944. The association between hot dogs and baseball began as early as 1893 with Chris Von der A, a German immigrant who owned not only the St. Louis Browns baseball team, but something else. What did he own that would allow for the association between baseball and hot dogs? What did this guy own? 740-383-9944. We've just got Mary and Bob in the competition this morning. Going to do the drawing here in about 14 minutes on WWGH Radio. A pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, the Wilds. But we got to get an answer here to some of these questions. Get some more people in the competition in the next 14 minutes. 740-383-9944. What other thing did Chris Vanderhey own other than the St. Louis Browns, a baseball team, that allowed for the association between hot dogs and baseball? What would he have owned? Now, you could guess at that one. He owned a baseball team. So what else might he have owned that caused the connection between baseball and hot dogs? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. And nobody has figured out yet, even with the Google machines, what king was coronated? What king's coronation, should I say, better, did the idea of passing out sausages at the event begin with? So what king, there was a king who was coronated, and at that time when this king was coronated, they started passing out sausages at the coronation. Does anybody know who that is? Can you ask that question to Alexa or Google Dot or any of those machines or your cell phone and come up with an answer? Give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Mary and Bob are in this morning for a chance to win tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, or the Wilds. Drawing coming up here in about 12 minutes, but we do not have any other entries this morning. We'd love to get another entry here. Another entry or two or three or who knows. If you can get the questions right. I'll throw in one more question this morning. The term dog has been used as a synonym for sausage since when? How about that? That's not a hard question. You can put a guess out on that one. The synonym dog has been used for sausages since when? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. When did they start calling sausages dogs? All right, three questions out and about this morning, coming up on 50 minutes past the hour here. Kind of a slow morning. Apparently, the hot dog trivia is very difficult, and the questions are a little more difficult than the normal fare we have here, but sometimes you got to harden up the questions a little bit. Sausages were given out to people on the event of an imperial coronation, starting with the coronation of whom? What king's coronation did that begin with that sausages were passed out? The association between hot dogs and baseball began in as early as 1893 with Chris Vanderhey, a German immigrant who owned not only the St. Louis Browns baseball team, but what else did he own that would have made the combination between baseball and hot dogs easier? Adam said a restaurant. It's not a restaurant. What else would he have owned? He owned a baseball team. What else might he have owned that would have made the combination between baseball and hot dogs easier? The term hot dog has been used as a synonym for sausage since when? Does anybody know? That's, you can be a little wide on that question. You don't exactly have to pinpoint it. The term dog has been used as a synonym for sausage since when? 740-383-9944, 52 minutes past the hour here this morning. Waiting for answers to any of these questions. Bob and Mary have each answered a question correct this morning, got in the competition. But we are still waiting for the other two answers. Are we going to get them? Well, one of the other three answers. We've got three other questions out here this morning. 740-383-9944. Hot dog trivia here this morning on WWGH Radio. Apparently very difficult hot dog trivia. What king did the practice of passing out hot dogs at their coronation begin with? What king started that? The association between hot dogs and baseball began as early as 1893 with Chris Vanderhey, a German immigrant who owned not only the St. Louis Browns baseball team, but what else did he own? Does anybody know that? We'd love to know, if you know. The term hot dog has been used as a synonym for sausage since when? Do you know when people started calling sausages dogs? Now, why they do this, we don't have the answer for yet. 740-383-9944. Going to do the drawing here in about 7 minutes. If anybody can get in and give us an answer, we'd love to hear the answers. Bob and Mary are the only two who've provided answers this morning. It's going to be Bob or Mary for the win here if we don't get some more people registered in the next 6 minutes here. So people better get their thinking caps on at this point. Get in on the competition. Does anybody know when we started calling dogs or sausages dogs? When did we start calling sausages dogs? What did Chris Vanderhey own other than the St. Louis Browns baseball team that caused for an association between hot dogs and baseball? Oh, a long-awaited call here. Go ahead, caller.
Was the king Maximilian II?
You got it. Maximilian II.
Oh, that was Googleable.
Well, see, I thought it was Google. I think everybody's asleep this morning. They're watching those Olympics. All right, I got you in.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, the king was Maximilian II. The Holy Roman, well, that's something different. The Holy Roman Emperor was made king, and they passed out sausages at his coronation. All right, 5 minutes left. We're getting a little warm here this morning. Let's see if we can Google some more things and get some more answers. 740-383-9944. The association between hot dogs and baseball began as early as 1893 with Chris Vanderhey, a German immigrant who owned not only the St. Louis Browns baseball team, but he also owned a what? What else did he own besides the baseball team that would have made the association between hot dogs and baseball easier? You could take a guess at this one and get it right. 740-383-9944. And then the other one, the term hot dog, or dog, I should just say dog. The term dog has been used as a synonym for sausage since when? How long has the term dog been used as a synonym for sausage? When did that begin? You could get a guess on that one, too. We got Bob, Mary, and Sarah in. Go ahead, caller.
He owned a grocery store with a saloon in the back of it.
The grocery store?
Yeah, he owned a grocery store, and then he put a saloon in the back of it.
Well, you know, he might have, but that's not what he owned that would have caused this. Does it say anything else that he owned?
I haven't read much further than that.
keep going. There's something in there that caused the association. All right, he might have owned a saloon, but the saloon in the baseball park was not what caused the association between hot dogs and baseball. What did Chris Vanderhey own, other than a baseball team, that caused an association between hot dogs and baseball? And he owned this in 1893. Now, the other one could be an easy question, too, if you give us a guess here. The term dog has been used as a synonym for sausage since when? When did we start calling sausages dogs? Now, I know that's Googleable. 740-383-9944, 57 minutes past the hour. We're going to do the drawing here in about 3 minutes. We've got Bob, Mary, and Sarah in. Bob, Mary, and Sarah. We'd love to get another entry in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 3 minutes to go here, and we'd love to get some more entries in for a chance to win tickets to the Wilds, Zumbezi Bay, or the Columbus Zoo. 740-383-9944. What else did Chris Vanderhey own, other than a baseball team, that caused for an association between hot dogs and baseball? What else did he own? The term dog has been used as a synonym for sausage since when? Now, if you say that into your Alexa right now, or your Google Nest, or whatever, what kind of answer would you get? The term hot dog has been used as a synonym for sausage since when? What would it say? What would Google say if you typed that in? About a minute and a half left to go here. 740-383-9944. Bob, Mary, and Sarah in the competition today. Oh, we might slide somebody else in here this morning. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
How about a meat market?
Not a meat market, but that's a good idea.
Okay.
Not a meat market. What else did Chris Vanderhey own, other than a baseball team? All right, well, maybe this is the answer here. Now the answers come pouring in. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the only other thing I seen was an amusement park.
That's it. It was an amusement park.
Oh, that's it.
You got it. You're in, Ryan. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Ryan's in. It was an amusement park. Chris Vanderhey owned an amusement park. And a baseball team, an amusement park and a baseball team, and that caused for the association between hot dogs and baseball. Is anybody going to take a stab at the final question here? We've got about 30 seconds left to go. The term dog has been used as a synonym for sausage since when? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer to that one? When did we start calling sausages dogs? We've got Bob, Mary, Sarah, and Ryan in the competition this morning. 740-383-9944. Okay, we're going to shuffle these around and see who our winner is this morning. It's for a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. So, here we go. The winner this morning, Bob, Mary, Sarah, and Ryan. The winner is... All right. It's... Well, let's take this question before we do that, and then we'll take this phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Was it... They called them dogs because in the 1800s, the German immigrants had the sausages, and they also brought dachshund dogs with them from
Yep, from,
you got it. It's the 1800s. I'll put you in there, Trish.
Okay, put Bob in.
Put Bob in again. Okay, we'll put Bob in again. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Bob gets in again. It was the 1800s. When did we start calling sausages dogs? It was the 1800s, and Trish puts Bob in. So we got Bob in twice, Mary, Sarah, and Ryan, and we got all of our questions answered. All right, shake these around, and our winner today for a pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay goes to... Okay, Mary. Mary is the winner. Now, Mary, you can pick these up between 4 and 5 today. 4 and 5 here at the station. Linda will be here, and you can pick up these tickets to Zumbeezy Bay. Writing down the name here. Mary, you're the winner. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back in about 15 minutes.
Get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio.